Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's welcome in a guy who's as good as it gets on TV. You see him all the time on the MLB Network. The great Harold Reynolds is nice enough to give us a couple minutes. Harold, this is John Jastrzemski. What's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, that wasn't Clayton's Clearwater, was it?
No, it's Steppenwolf, if I'm not mistaken. Good guess.
Oh,
though,
Steppenwolf. Oh,
Steppenwolf.
Okay,
not a bad
okay.
guess. Not a bad guess. You're in the right ballpark. How you doing, Harold?
I'm doing
what's
great, man. I'm doing real good. Thank you. I'm actually in traffic coming back from doing the schedule unveiling show. So we got a chance to dive into it. I'm just glad we have a schedule.
Amen to that. And Harold, let's start here. You're working at the MLB Network. You guys are, I'm sure, thirsty for content like we are. I mean, I miss the idea of sitting down and watching a game. I mean, 4th of July this year was beyond weird where, you know, you have your fireworks, but there's no Yankees, there's no Mets, there's no games throughout the day. What has been your feeling throughout most of this pandemic? Have you been the sort of guy who's been optimistic we're going to have baseball, or have you had serious doubts throughout this that we're even going to get it going?
No, I always felt like we'd have baseball. My biggest concern has always been the health and making sure we got the testing and everything proper and the protocols in place, and I thought we'd have baseball. I didn't expect the labor negotiations to drag on the way they did. That may have cost us some weeks, but for the most part, I think the main thing is we're getting guys playing and getting back healthy, and we'll see if we can get through this. We're in a touch-and-go period right now. You know, we just don't know. I mean, every day we have different reports nationwide with what's going on with COVID-19, and at the end of the day, nobody would have ever thought that this was going to be driving the 2020 season, but it absolutely is.
Okay, now we're looking at 60 games. And listen, Harold, I think we all would like to see more baseball, but I think about it from a competitive standpoint. You know, every game matters. You can't get out of the gate sluggishly. I mean, if you're last year's Washington Nationals, you don't have a chance to turn it around. You know, they're 19-31. 60 games, it's basically your season is over and donezo. It's a forget about it time. So do you like the idea of like a 60-game sprint? Are you intrigued by it, or do you just absolutely hate it?
Definitely intrigued by it. I think for the first time in probably 30, 40 years, where you really honestly think every team's got a good shot. Now, we can narrow it down and say probably three or four don't, but the last 10 years, we could honestly say we probably knew with the 8 or 10 teams that were going to be competing and 12 teams. But now the others come into the fold. And a 60-game sprint, anything can happen. You think about Aquino last year with the Reds, gets called up out of nowhere. He hits 19 home runs in 56 games. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen in 60 games. And that's intriguing, and I actually like it.
Harold, if there's a team, in your opinion, that would be very much well-suited to playing the 60-game sprint, is there one or two teams you're looking at here?
Well, I mean, you obviously look at the defending champ, Washington Nationals. You got a three-headed monster in their rotation that is going to really give you a big advantage, I think. You look at the Dodgers, but I really look at a sleeper team like the San Diego Padres. And what I've been saying is this is not just the front 25 that we're used to seeing. This is the 60-man roster. that's going to win this thing or lose it for you. And I look at the San Diego Padres, the number two ranked minor league system in baseball, and now they become dangerous because their young players are ready to have an impact in the big leagues, and they can come in and impact you for 10 games or so. That changes all your fortunes. And I look at a team like that, I think the front runner for me right now is not the Yankees, it's not the Dodgers, it's not the big names everybody's talking about. I think it's Tampa. They're dangerous. And, again, I go to the depth of their 60-man rotation down in the minor leagues. They're the number one minor league farm system. And what's happened a few years now in baseball is a lot of these minor league guys, they don't start the clock on them, but they're major league ready. I think you'll see those guys now that are major league ready come and impact your major league team. And that's what I think will happen here.
So, Harold, for the folks right now who are big Yankee fans listening in the audience, you're telling them right now Tampa is their biggest threat to getting to a World Series?
No doubt about it. I mean, you look at the Boston Red Sox. They lose David Price in the trade. I know he opted out to pitch with the Dodgers anyway. But Porcello is out now. He's gone to another team. And Chris Sale's out for the season. Where are you going for pitching? So it's no longer the Red Sox. That's not the big threat anymore. Mookie Betts isn't there. That's a team that's really going to be battling to turn things around. I think the Yankees' number one opponent is going to be Tampa. And they got in the playoffs last year. They got beat by the Astros. But that club is primed and ready. That will be the number one challenge.
We got Harold Reynolds, the longtime analyst at the MLB Network. He joins us here on The Fan. And Harold, look, on the other side of town, the Mets got some exciting players, whether it's Pete Alonso, you got the two-time Cy Young Award winner in Jacob DeGrom, and they played really well in the second half of the year. That division is loaded, though. Atlanta and all their young talent. The Nationals coming off a World Series. The Phillies, who brought in your old buddy Girardi, now he's managing the team. Didi Gregorius is there. Zach Wheeler is there. How do you look at the NL East at this point?
Well, I thought it was probably the best division in baseball, but I'm going to take you another step further. The reason the East is going to be so difficult to come out of in the American League and in the National League is because of the new travel rules. We're trying to stay regional. So now all of a sudden, the Mets are playing the Yankees. They're playing Tampa. They're playing all the teams from the American League East. And the same thing's happened with the American League playing the National League. So it's not just the Phillies or the Braves or somebody like that. Now you throw in three or four different teams that come out of that American League East that you got to compete with to come out and win in your 60 games. That makes it very difficult to come out of your division as a winner.
Harold, that's a great point. And think about the wild card, too. If they don't expand the postseason, I mean, I think it's fair to say that hurts the loser of the AL East. That hurts the loser of the NL East because I look at some of these other divisions, like the AL Central. Team like the Indians, for example, or the White Sox, they might get fat. They're playing the Tigers and the Royals 10 times apiece. Like, to me, if I'm trying to find, like, that secondary team, you're going to have a better chance of finding it, you know, within those other divisions, not a loaded division from top to bottom.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. The White Sox are now a contender. But if the White Sox were in the American League East and having to play, you know, interleague with the National League East, you're not looking at them winning that. But now you put those guys in the Central, and you got a chance to beat up on some teams and do some damage. So I think that's an up-and-coming club. I don't think they're at the top tier, but I do think that in this format, they're going to wreak havoc in that Central. They're going to match up pretty good with some clubs in the Central.
I've gotten so many calls, Harold, about the extra inning rule changes, and I got to admit, I didn't love them at first, and I'm still, like, warming to the idea. But I'm going to tell you this, Harold. From a strategy standpoint, normally you get to extra innings. You know, the objective of the game, it's pretty simple. Try to score a run if you're the road team and hold the opponent or vice versa and just walk it off and win. But I've gotten calls from listeners out there basically saying, I'm up in the top half of the inning. I'm bunting. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm like, guys, there's no way in the world if I'm in the top half of the inning – I'm playing for one run when I know my opponent is basically starting the next inning with a runner on second base and nobody out. So First off, what do you think about the rule changes, and what kind of strategy do you think will be employed for these managers now with everything that's going on?
Well, I wouldn't have been up for the rule change. I just think that sometimes the extra innings, say you're tight, for example. Say you're the Yankees and Tampa. We've been talking about those guys, right? I want Tampa to play 18 innings. You know what I mean? I want them to. But in this format where we're at 60 games, I accept it, I understand it, and it's going to work. Now, the interesting thing will be, and I believe this will come true, if it was 2019 and it was 162 games, they wanted to put a runner at second base in the 10th inning, it doesn't matter. Guys are going to swing for home runs. I think in a 60-game format, you will see somebody move a runner over to third base, and you will see them set up a closer or somebody to come in and shut that game down. So I do think the strategy will be interesting. The other strategy I will throw at you is now with the DH in both the National League and the American League, the DH becomes a prominent weapon in the National League now. And how will guys manage and navigate that game? And the last thing I'll throw at you, and I'll get it back to you, is the three-batter rule. So they put the three-batter rule, the pitchers coming out of the bullpen have to face three hitters. All right? That was in place before all of this happened. And now we go to a 60-game format, and we give the National League a DH. That changes the strategy out of that bullpen dramatically because I don't have a pitcher or a guy bunting to get the pitcher moving the guy up or the eight hitter. That's all out the window now. And how are you going to get a guy that navigates through three hitters with nine hitters really coming to the plate now is going to be the strategy I'm looking to see how they handle.
Excellent, excellent point. We got Harold Reynolds over at the MLB Network. And Harold, from the schedule, is there – you did a show on it for an hour. God bless you for that. I just ran through the Yankees and the Mets schedules right before. I mean, it's like the NFL now, Harold. You know, like normally the NFL is the only sport because baseball like buries their schedule normally. Normally we get it in September and I'm like, I'm not worried about next year's schedule. The Yankees are trying to win a division. You know, the Mets might be doing this and it's like, oh, I'll worry about, you know, next year's schedule next year. But when you're going through with the fellas, was there one particular weekend series? Was there an opener? Like what caught your eye and really stood out to you, if there's one particular thing?
Well, not a team or a matchup, but one particular thing. Two things. One, there's a lot more four-game sets. We don't see that very often. And, you know, so they're going to play a lot of teams in four sets. Like, for example, the Angels open against the Oakland A's and play four straight games against them. The other one that stands out even clearer and louder, I should say, is 20 games in a row. The rule is 20 games maximum. So there are certain teams that are going to play 20 games early on. Now, you got to remember the rosters are carrying 30 guys early. And by the time we get down to September or heading down the stretch in August, that roster is now 26. So I would rather play my 20-game stretch when I got four extra players than my 20-game stretch down the end. And so I look at the Phillies. They got a 20-game stretch like at the end of August into September when the rosters are down to 26 players. That's going to be a little more difficult to navigate than, say, what the Angels might do early in the year when they start off in July with a 20-game stretch.
Harold, if the Yankees are going to go and win a World Series this year, assuming, of course, there is baseball, is there one particular X factor that needs to happen for that team? We know they're talented. They go and they bring in Gerrit Cole. Now they got their ace. They got their game one starter. But if they're going to go and win a World Series, what, in your opinion, needs to be the case?
The Yankees are a really, really good team, and they've proven that in the stretch they've been in. I think they just got to stay healthy. This long stretch right here really helped them get healthy. I've been watching Stanton swing the bat. I've been watching Hicks, and I've been watching Judge. And I saw Paxton throw the other day, the simulated game. All four of those guys would have been hurt for the first 2 or 3 months of the season. Now they get back at full strength. So that helps the Yankees dramatically. But I'll end it with what I started with. Tampa Bay is going to be the team that keeps the Yankees out of the World Series. Not Houston, not Anaheim, not Oakland. It's going to be Tampa Bay. So they have to win those games against Tampa because Tampa's that good now.
Harold is all in on the Rays. And before we get you out of here, Harold, I got to ask you about the Griffey documentary. I watched it a couple weeks ago. I absolutely loved it. And it's weird. You know, as a kid who grew up a big Yankee fan, all the kids in my neighborhood were imitating that lefty sweet swing of Junior. And listen, he's the guy who, you know, broke my heart in 95, hitting 5 home runs and dominating the Yankees. And we know how much he couldn't stand the Yankees and wanted to stick it to him every which way. But when you think about guys you played with throughout your career, Harold, does he take the cake?
He's right there, man. You think you guys in your neighborhood were imitating him? I was playing with him and trying to imitate him. He was that good. He's in my top 3 or 4 guys of that impact. But I have a different affection for Junior because I saw him every day, night in, night out. And it's not the home runs, which were tremendous, and the sweet swing. But he did something every night, a ball hitting the gap, a throw, him running from first base to home like you saw in 95. Just his abilities were incredible, and he did something every night that was just impactful on the game.
Harold, really appreciate the time. It's good to see you and the guys back at the MLB Network, getting ready for a season. God willing, it's going to happen. Stay safe, my friend. We'll be watching night in, night out. Enjoy, all right, my man?
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And, yes, let's go baseball.
There you go. I think that's something everybody can root for. There you have it. That's the great Harold Reynolds. Appreciate the time there from Harold. Really good stuff. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.